Blog Talk Radio.
Ms. Severs, how did you feel when the verdict came in?
What up? It's Harrell. I'm back. How you guys doing? Man, if you didn't make it out to Last Unlimited last night, you missed a great show, man. This is an amazing job. All the comedians were amazing out there. So much fun. Karaoke after. Good food. Lots of people. I mean, it was a blast, man. You guys missed out. Next time, I want to see y'all there, okay? All right? The only thing that didn't happen for us last night was, I don't know what happened. I had a bad internet connection or... I'm not sure, but it was cutting in and out. I listened to it today, and it was terrible. It was like, wow, I'm surprised. I don't know. I'm surprised you guys didn't miss me. But we're going to make up for it, okay? Hump Day with Harrell. 6.5, we're calling it. Maybe 6.5. It's not 7. It's not 6. But we're going to get back to it, all right? Thanks for joining me. You guys are awesome. I cannot believe the ratings we've been getting. So many of you all. All right, so let's get back to a little bit of music. We're going to be talking about dating profiles. What do you get to do it? We're going to talk about messaging. What we message the ladies. Okay, what if guys, what should we message? You know what I mean? What should we say? You know, we say some dumb stuff, man. I'm talking to some of these ladies, and they're like, we are dumb. I want to help you guys out. I want to get you more dates. All right, so let's talk. Let's get back to the music, and we'll party. All right, I'm staying with Harrell. Thanks for joining me.
Let the body, just the soul. Let the body, just the soul.
What up? Harrell here. How you guys doing tonight? Well, I'm doing good. It's not hump day. It's the day after. We already got over the hump. So let's just get through the rest of the week. We're almost to the weekend. We're almost to rehab with Leaf. I told you guys about that show, man. I didn't see a lot of you out there, but there was some. I met some people. We broadcasted live. You guys know that. It's awful, awful show, man. I was cutting out. I hope I'm not cutting out like I was last night. If I am, call in and let me know, okay? Speaking of calling in, 929-477-1660. What's the number? Oh, repeat it? Okay, 929-477-1660. Okay, it's just me. I'm hanging out. It's me and you. You and I. How are you? You know what I'm saying? It's us. Let's hang out. Let's do this. We're talking about dating, not profiles. Well, other dating profiles, but what we should be messaging ladies, okay? I'm talking to some ladies out there, and they are like, man, guys say the stupidest stuff that would never work. Maybe on, you know, a couple girls it works, but the majority of them, they don't like that, man. They don't like the sexual stuff right out of the gate. I mean, they don't. I mean, you gotta, if you want quality dates and you want to hang out with some decent women, you know, you got to be a decent dude. You know what I mean? Not saying look the best, because I see ugly ass dudes with hot chicks all the time. You know why? Because they got good personalities and they're good people. All right. And that's what matters, you know, to most of them. There's some dirty chicks out there too. They're just looking for the money or looking for the this or looking for the that, you know what I'm saying? But majority of them, they want a good dude, man. And that's why they're on them dating profiles. Majority of them. Some of them just want to get, you know, have fun. But majority of them, you know, they're looking for something. That's what I ask people when I was on there. I'm like, hey, well, what's your plan? What's your whole deal on here? You know, are you looking for, if they said, oh, I'm just casual, it's like, well, then we probably ain't going to work out, because I was looking for someone, you know. That's just what I get on there for. I don't just get on there to be a POF pimp, you know what I mean? That's too easy, you know. So anyways, call in, man. I got the chat room open. It's open, all right? Let's use that thing. You guys want to use that thing? Okay, all right, cool. Let's do that. Right there, we played a little Drowning Pool, a little White Zombie, a little Ego Stall, Good As It Gets. Three great songs, man. I play those a lot. You know, I need to get some more music up in here. We will, but I like playing that variety, man. What do you guys think? You like that variety? We had so many live listeners, I was, like, blown away. Okay, we're, like, before long, it's going to be on over here. I mean, I'm going to have to do it every night, you know, if you guys keep doing what you're doing. Even nights that I don't advertise it, you guys are all there, man. I was blown away. You guys blow my mind. You guys are awesome. We have awesome listeners here. You know we're at exclusively at blogtalkradio.com. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, hit the live link. You can go to Facebook. You can hit my short link. You can go to Rehab with Leaf. Hit the short link, Harrell Butch Fisher. That's where my link is. That's my Facebook. Come check me out. I need to get a hump day page going here, don't I? So we can start partying that thing. And we are at 3,000 listeners. I mean, I think we are like 12 short of 3,000. Let's get 12 more listeners. And we're at 3,000 listeners, man. That's pretty good, right? That's decent. We got some listeners out there. And they like to party. That's what we do. They like hearing about this this dating stuff too. So we're going to keep it rolling, you know. And Leaf and I were talking a while back about the dating game. I'd sure like to get that dating game going, all right? We'll get three of you ladies out there and a guy. Or three guys and a lady, you know, call in, let me know. I want to hear about it. So if you guys think it's a good idea, if you want to be on the show, if you want to do anything, I need a producer too. So if anybody wants a job, it doesn't pay very good, but it's sure a lot of fun. We're looking for that too. So tune in, man, tune in, tell your friends, tell everybody. Okay. Let's just tell everybody, because we want everyone here. I want everyone listening. Let's just blow it out of the water, you know, next week and the week after. Let's just keep blowing it out of the water, because that's what we're doing right now, is blowing it out of the water. All right. So what's that number? Oh, you want me to tell you again? Okay. 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. This first hour of Hump Day with Harrell is sponsored by John Burns Construction. I think you've heard his name before. He's a great guy, man. Really, really nice guy. Amazing at what he does. And he does kitchen remodels. He does bathroom remodels. He does whole house remodels. He'll build your brand new house. He'll build you a crib. He'll build you. I mean, the guy's an artist, man. I tell you, John Burns Construction. He has a website, John Burns Construction. You can Google his name and go to his website and see all the pictures he's got up. Amazing. All right. It's just amazing. So thank you, John Burns, for sponsoring us. And we're going to get you out there as much as we can. All right. That's what we do. If anybody else out there wants to, sorry, I just got a text. If anybody else out there wants us, you know, sponsor us, we don't charge a ton, man. We just a little bit, you know, try to pay for the studio and this and that, you know, we're getting a lot more listeners. So we have a lot of companies that give us stuff to give away, you know, like Visa cards and this, that, and this, that, and massages. I think Leaf raffled off a $200 tattoo last night. So you get $200 on your tattoo. I mean, it's not the biggest, you know, not his tattoo, but it's $200 towards it. You raffled off a bunch of massages, all kinds of good stuff last night. I mean, I tell you what, it was the best time. I mean, it was a great time. You guys missed out, man. I'm telling you, next time Harrell says, hey, let's go to this thing, go, because I'm not going to tell you to go to something stupid, you know what I'm saying? Or I wouldn't be there, right? All right. So anyways, how about some local bands? Any local bands out there that want to showcase our show? We can get you on here. We will get you in the lineup. You can call in. You can tell us about your up-and-comings, about your new CD. I mean, we'll support you, man. We're down with the locals, all right? That's what we do. We are down with the locals. So, do that, you know. Email me, HarrellFisher@gmail.com. You can call in. Probably be the best thing is call in here live. I won't put you on if you don't want to be. You know, anybody doesn't go on just straight live. We screen everything, okay? So, and if you want to call and listen to the show on your phone, just call, and I'll put you into your own private room, and you can check it out right just like that. I mean, a lot of people do that. You know, they call in. We put them in there. And then listen. I mean, that's what we do. We listen. To me, flap my lips. So let's quit flapping for a minute. And let's play some more music. All right. Hump Day with Harrell. It's not Hump Day. 6.5. Thanks for joining me, man. You guys are awesome. Awesome, man. You guys, I can't even tell you. Thank you. So here we go. We'll be right back.
nice gun, dude.
Hey, man, what's up?
When you grab a hold of me, you tell me that I'll never be set free. But I'm a parasite. Creep and crawl, I step into the night. Two pints of booze. Tell me, are you a bad fish too? Are you a bad fish too? Ain't got no money to spend. I hope the night will never end. Lord knows I'm weak. Won't somebody get me off of this bridge? Baby, you're a big blue whale. Grab the reef when all the diving fails. I swim, but I wish I never learned. The water's too polluted with germs. I dive deep when it's 10 feet overhead. So grab the reef underneath my bed. Underneath my bed. Ain't got no quarrels with God. Ain't got no time to go. Lord knows I'm weak. Won't somebody get me up with this reef?
Justified, go inside, but wearing the bag.
are the same that brought crops. So are those that work forces, are the same that brought crops. So are those that work forces, are the same that brought crops. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. You're under control. Now you do what they told you. You're under control. Now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you.
Y'all niggas.
hey, what's up? How you doing? I think you might be able to hear me now. What I did was I had to call in on my phone. I'm in the studio. I had to call in on my phone. Now I'm on my phone. We're going to see if this is any better, all right? I think I got you now, at least. Somebody call in and let me know what's up, all right? If you can hear me, if you can't hear me, I mean, well, I'm going to unmute this other one. There's my other one. Now I should be able to mute this one. Can you guys? Am I back now because I'm on my phone and I'm already muted over here? I mean, it's crazy in here. I don't even have any idea what's going on. Hump day with Harrell, 6.5, because we had a bad night last night. Tonight's going way better, so much better. But I think I figured out how to talk to you guys. I apologize for all that. We're back, right? We're back. It's Hump Day with Harrell. We're talking about dating profiles. It's been a crazy night. It's been a crazy two nights. I don't have my mic's not working on my headset. It's not working in my internal computer. So it's not just a headset. It's something in the whole system. I have no idea. But we're back. How y'all doing? All right. I've been flapping my lips for, I don't know, what, 45 minutes? No one's heard nothing. It's what I do sometimes, all right? So, phone number, 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. Give me a call. Let's talk. We're talking about messaging, okay? Messaging on, when you're messaging a girl, what to write, you know? I mean, what do you write, guys? You know, come on. I've got some things here that we're going to go over. They're the seven, like, most popular or best ideas of, I don't know who writes this stuff, all right? Some dating guru, probably, okay? So we got this guy here, all right? He called in. He says, we got a plea from a male reader yesterday who's having trouble making his online dating messages stand out. Okay, I talked to this girl. She had 900. She sent me a picture of her messages. 900 and something messages. 900. Okay? There's your competition, guys. One out of 900 she's going to have to find. Okay? So we got to put some on there that's going to make it better. All right? That's what we do. We make it a little better. I'm going to help you out right here. So girls and guys must have drastically different experiences with online dating. The girls post a profile and get bombarded with messages from guys. Guys scan profiles and message the girls. So do you have any advice for how to get my message to stand out or to just get a response? Well, Daniel from San Diego, you're an idiot if you can't get any responses, okay? You're being an idiot. That's the first thing, okay? Don't be an idiot. Because already I can tell you're an idiot because you ain't getting no responses. All right, sorry, Daniel. My bad, you know, but come on. Number one, it says, message her, don't wink or entreat her, okay? So don't just say like or don't, you know, say yes or don't show her a wink. You got to talk, okay? Use your lips, man. Use your voice, okay? That's what you do, all right? Most dating sites have a flirty option, which allows you to express your interest without having to actually message a person. But how about this is the I'm intrigued button on OkCupid. It's a wink. All right. In general, this is not a good way for a guy to approach a girl on an online dating site. It says, hey, I might be sort of interested in you, but I'm going to let you do all the work. All right. So it's saying you're lazy, saying you're lame. That's a homeboy. What was homeboy's name up here? Daniel. Daniel, pay attention to this, okay? Don't give her a nudge and expect her to then message you, because she probably won't. All right? So that there's a big one right there. That's huge, man. Don't just say, hey, what's up, you know, and throw a wink out. You got to message her and actually have a conversation, all right? That's what girls like. They like when you have a conversation, all right? Number two, keep it casual and short. All right, don't get too crazy right out of the gate. You know what I'm saying? You might get some of them, but you're not going to get quality and you're not going to get quantity, all right? And to get quality, you got to go through some, all right? Because not everyone's good. You got to go through some girls and get a good one. You know what I'm saying? This isn't a cover letter for a job application. There's really no need to be formal. Girls online dating sites really can't get bombarded with messages, and that really can get bombarded with messages. And at that point, they're not really likely to spend more than 15 seconds quickly scanning through a message before deciding to keep reading or not. So keep it brief. You gotta get your bullet points in there, and you gotta do it quick, man. All right. Try and keep the exact same tone you'd have if you were meeting her at, say, a party rather than online. Polite, friendly, but casual. A message that reads, "Hello, nice to meet you. I'm John. I'm Harrell. Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Harrell. I've read your profile, and I think you sound nice." It's way less engaging than this. "What? You like sports night, but not the West Wing? I'm appalled. What's your argument?" Well, that's just an idiot. Who writes that crap? You know what I mean? Homeboy, Daniel. Probably Daniel right there. "Later, once you guys have gone back and forth a few times, you can feel free to write longer, more involved messages." So keep it short and sweet, man. You know, and be polite. You got to be polite, all right? That's what we do. Be polite. That's what we're supposed to do. We're dudes. We're supposed to be polite, all right? Let's go to number three. Don't start with, "I think you're very pretty." All right? You might think that's flattering, but in general, women don't like to be approached like that, especially online. When women may be a little more on guard, opening with a comment on their physical appearance runs the risk of seeming shallow and off-putting. Besides, if they really are that pretty, they're probably hearing that from every unoriginal guy on the site, and it won't help your message to stand out. Start with something else, and then tell her you think she's pretty when you finally meet in person. Okay, so don't come in hot and say, "Oh, you're so beautiful, baby. I want you. I want this. Me and you. Oh, I got to be up in it." You know, no, that's not what you do, man. They don't dig it, all right? Guys, are you paying attention, guys? All right. Please pay attention, because I'm trying to help you out. I wanted to get you guys more dates. You got to have more dates, man. I want you guys hooked up, all right? That's why we do what we do. Number four. Don't make it about you. You know, I mean, I know a lot of us guys, we like to make everything about us. And I've always told you guys, if you've listened to my show for a little while, I've told you it's not about you. You got to make it about the other person. All right? You're never going to get anywhere if you make it all about you. All right? If you make it about the other person, it's going to automatically become about you. It's just how it goes. All right? It's just what we do. Sometimes misguided men will send out first messages that read like autobiographies. "I studied architecture in college. I studied abroad in Spain for a semester. But perfect night, it involves a bottle of wine and me, Arrested Development DVDs, and my Arrested Development DVDs. I don't smoke, but I don't mind if you do. Well, message me if you want to go out." What an idiot. I mean, that's all I can say is, what an idiot. Who would write that? Messaging like this are not only boring. If she wants to know about you, she'll either click on your profile or even better ask you. So don't talk about you. Don't tell her about you. Tell her about that in your profile. That's what it's there for. I mean, come on. Where are we at here? But they give you no indication of why you want to go out with her. Why should she bother to respond? It's not being unique, you know? That's being just like every other fool out there. Wow. Try something like this instead. "You studied abroad in Geneva? That sounds amazing. Did you stay with the host family or your own place? I'd love to go to Africa someday." That's a little better, all right? "Prove that you've read her profile." Oh, that's number five. Huge. That's what every girl I talk to, they want you to read that profile. You know, you got to look fit, your guys, okay? Because if you don't find them attractive, you just don't find them attractive. So I want you to look at that picture, find what you like, and then read their profile, man. We've talked about that before. Read that profile, all right? If you want to talk to a girl, say something about it in your profile. You know, that's huge. That's huge. It shows you care. It shows you're not lazy, all right? And you're not just out there copy and pasting. You know what I mean? Girls know when you do that stuff, man. Come on, guys. Girls know. They're not dumb. Well, a lot of them are. Okay, I'll give you that. Well, most of them. Well, okay, I better just stop there. Prove that you've read their profile. Online dating can seem very scary and anonymous, which is why it's so important to personalize your message as much as possible. That's huge right there. In your message, you should make it clear that you want to go out with this particular girl and that you're not just sending a carbon copy out. See, carbon copy, they call it, to anyone with breasts and a pulse in your zip code. A lot of guys do that. All they want to do is get laid. Sorry, ladies. You know, a lot of you ladies, all you want to do is get laid, you know. That's when you put on your profile, casual dating. Casual. Casual means let's sex it up, all right? In your message, you should make it clear you want to go out with her when sending a carbon copy or a zip code. Mention something specific in her profile. What is it about her, aside from her photo, that really caught your eye? Elaborate on that. So, look at the photo, but don't talk about her photo, okay? You don't want to talk about that. Talk about something else, because everybody's going to talk about that photo. Oh, your picture, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that. That's not what we do, all right? All right. Number six, funny is always better. That's where I shine, okay? Make them laugh. You got to keep them laughing. Grandpa always told me, make them laugh a little, but keep their attention, all right? In your message, you can make a woman laugh and with you, not at you, okay? That's key right there, all right? She's laughing at you, we're in trouble. You're already halfway there. Man, Grandpa's smart, right? Halfway there. Once she laughs, she lets your guard down a little. She thinks you're funny and probably smart. Now that you have to turn into a Seth Rogen all of a sudden, but in general, on the internet, humor is far less abrasive than, say, Advent Fever. So, you guys, make him laugh a little bit. Don't be an idiot, you know, but try to get him to laugh a little bit, you know, break the ice a little, you know, that's what's going to be unique. In other words, don't be creepy, all right? Don't come on too strong. Women are extra sensitive to this online because there's a lot of freaks out there. Dude, some of you guys are just freaky-ass dudes, and you don't even have a clue, and I'm surprised you even get any dates. You probably don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't be a creeper, man, you know, just don't. If a chick says no, don't keep calling her 10 times. If she don't call you back, you know what, I take that back. If you're very interested, call back another time. You know what I mean? Shoot her another message, a nice message, all right? But after that, she ain't going to call back, bro. You know what I'm saying? She ain't going to call back, dude. So don't keep bugging. You know, they don't like that, all right? They do not like that. And then your chances are out, you know? But I have talked to girls, you know, after a couple weeks, be like, hey, I just had to throw it out there one more time, you know what I mean, before I move on. I really liked what you got going on. I liked your profile. You know, and I've had them come back and go, oh, hey, you know, and it breaks the ice a little bit. So don't give up is what I'm saying. Number seven says, give her something to respond to. After you've composed your message, ask yourself, what would you respond if you received this from someone? Did you ask her a question? Did you set up a joke she could build on? And if you're on a site like How About We and you're responding to a specific date idea, please know that it's not really enough to just write back, I like your date idea, let's do it. Most girls require a little more small talk before committing to meet someone in real life. Hey, that's true, man. That's big time. You know what I mean? You gotta have a small talk. You gotta play the game. All right? Oh, that's a big yawn. So there's seven of them right there. All right, we got seven. We're going to get some more going. I need you guys to call in. 929-477-1660. All right? Give me a call. Hump day with Harrell on a Thursday because my Wednesday sucked. Thursday, it's not going a ton better. I mean, but it's going. I'm not scared. You know what I'm saying? We ain't scared over here. What? Get back to a little music. Give me a call. Let me know what's going on out there in the world, all right? We'll talk to you. Hump day with Harrell. Thanks for joining in.
Jerome.
Man, thank you.
Jerome. Hey, Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit didn't wish I was a kid again. Back in the day
when I was just a little nigga, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then when it was 1985, all the way live. I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and want to scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers because they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me pay. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings too, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated school.
Wish it had blown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits, and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I
when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore. But some days
say,
I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
Back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish
back
I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up, because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed, and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And
again.
Everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days
I
when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
Back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days,
I remember
when
I way back
not
when.
What?
Back in the
days,
when?
I sit and wish
back
I was
a
kid.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days,
I remember
when
way back when.
And everybody
back
say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back
say,
in the days,
I remember way back when.
I will work for food, oh, just one more day. Advent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
There, it sounds bad over on my end. Little Tahoe two-step. That's where my buddy Ken just cloaked in. Ken and Michelle, man, how you guys doing? Man, I haven't seen those guys in forever. They're like two of the best people ever that you ever meet. I ain't throwing out laugh names because that's not what I do, but man, you guys are awesome. Both of you guys, much love your way. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're talking about tonight messaging girls on dating profiles, okay? You know, we got those seven down, so don't be stupid, you guys, all right? Don't be dumb. That's not what chicks want. They want smart dudes. These got to act like we're smart, okay? We know that they're the dumb. I mean, we just can't act dumb, okay? So call in, all right? I want to hear from some of you ladies. Last week, we had a bunch of ladies call in and tell us what they like, what they didn't like. For sure love for you guys to call in and give us your insight, okay? I really would love it. So give me a call. You know the number, 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. All right. I've got issues over here. I got my microphones down. I got my headset down. I had to call in on my phone to make this all happen. So I'm calling my own studio on my phone to try to – it's crazy. I don't even know what's going on. But I'm going to get to the bottom of it. So I don't like that. So anyways, let's get back to some music. Man, you guys haven't even called to request any songs, right? So I'm just going to play whatever I want. That's what I do. It's my show. I can do whatever I want. All right, ladies, call in. Guys, don't be dumb. Let's get back to some music. Ken and Michelle, you guys rock.
Thank you.
What up? What up? What up? Man, it's sounding like just like crap out there, huh? I've been listening on my phone and I can't even stand it. I can't even stand it. I don't even understand what's going on. So what I'm going to do is we're going to cut the show a half hour early tonight, all right? I hate to do it, you know, and because if it sounds good out there and you guys are digging it, let me know, all right? But I'm just going to play some music and, man, you know what? Guys, listen, what you got to do is keep it short and sweet, all right? Read their profile and say some nice things, all right? Don't get all rude and stupid, all right? Chicks don't dig it, man. It's not what they do, all right? I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't know. I kill it on them sites. I don't know why. It's because I'm a good-looking dude. I've got some decent pictures, and I smile, and I got hair. I mean, that's what they all say. I mean, if you got hair, you got a smile. So you got a smile, you know what I mean? You can't have every picture with a hat on. You got to show them the real you, all right? And be real. Be for real. You know, you can be whoever you want on these dating sites, but you got to meet somebody someday, and that's why you're on there, right? So, man, keep it real, guys, for real. Keep it real. Really, really real. All right? Hump day with Harrell on a Thursday because last night at Christmas with Leaf, it went awful, man. It wasn't cool. But we're going to get this figured out, all right? I'm going to be back maybe tomorrow night. I'll just play some music. We'll do our thing. Definitely Sunday we're going to have Rehab with Leaf. That's what we do. I'm a co-host over there. Wednesdays we have Hump Day with Harrell. It's what we do, man, all right? So you guys have a good rest of your week. Tomorrow's Friday. We're almost through it. Party on. And I will talk to you guys very soon. I'm going to put some music on. Maybe it'll sound good. Maybe not. I just want to say thanks. Love you guys. Man, did I tell you about our ratings that just went through the roof? It's because of you guys. Because there's so many people listening. I got to do another night, man. All right? And we're going to keep doing it. We just got to make it sound better. Something's up with our studio. I'm going to have to call someone in and have them look at our stuff because I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm not a technical guru like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. You guys have a great rest of your week. One day left in the week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you this Sunday from 7 to 9 with Rehab with Leaf. The next Wednesday, Hump Day with Harrell. And in between that, you guys check in because I'm going to be partying, all right? We pay for the studio. We're going to use the studio. You guys rock. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Get the fuck, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck, shut the fuck up.